This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up in 15 minutes, Kent Babb of the Washington Post sat down with Kyle Shanahan, the new head coach out in San Francisco. What he was told about Shanahan's time in Washington still haunting the now head coach, and beyond that, why he doesn't blame Robert Griffin for what happened here, but rather the people that empowered Robert Griffin. So we'll get into that in about 15 minutes. Right now, though, I want to go to the hotline. Welcome in one of DC's superstars and a guy that we're so lucky to have as our own here in the nation's capital, John Wall of the Washington Wizards, a recently signed, christened, and delivered maxed-out supermax contract for Wall to stay in the nation's capital. John, it's Grant and Danny. Thanks for a few minutes. Let's just start with when you originally got offered that deal. You said you wanted to take some time and kind of think about it. What did you have to think about when you took those few weeks? What were you mulling, and why did you ultimately decide to put pen to paper?
Just sitting back, letting my agency and my management team doing some negotiations and getting things we wanted. Doesn't fit a contract of, like, having player option, trade kicker, all those type of things added into the contract. So I just sit back and let them do their job.
John, why D.C.? Why did you want to be here? Did it ever occur to you that, hey, let me test the waters, let me go see what else is out there, let me go, you know, chase maybe a different situation? Why did you want to remain here in Washington?
Because I'm a guy that want to play for one team my whole career, but I get the opportunity to do that. It's great for me being 3.5-4 hours away from my family, so it's an easy drive. My dad was born and raised here, so. And they showed nothing but loyalty to me from day one, so I showed the same back to them. So I'm not one of those guys that want to chase the ring. I don't give a damn about all that.
When you say you don't want to chase rings, I mean, we see it becoming more and more popular in the NBA to kind of hop around. Whether you consider it chasing rings or not, it sounds like you do, to go play with other superstars. What do you mean I don't give a damn about that? Obviously, you want to win a title. You tell me what's your priority and kind of how do you replace that thinking?
My thinking is I want to win it here. You know, I promise that I want to win the championship here in D.C., so I'll be – going back on all my words, if I go to another team and win one. I mean, I want to win one in D.C., and I want to be one of those guys that play for one team. There's nothing wrong with guys going to chase rings because everybody want to ultimately have a ring. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. You play the game to win. I feel like we got an opportunity that we can win here. Things are changing throughout the whole NBA, and I think it's going to keep changing. And the grass is not always green on the other side, you know what I mean? So I can go to another team, and we still don't win one, you know what I mean? So
it's true.
Why even take that risk?
Well, it's also, I mean, it is easier. John Wall of the Wizards joins us. You go join up with a couple superstars rather than building something on your own. You might be able to add a ring, and then after your career, they look back and they'll determine your greatness unfairly by how many rings you won. You see that all the time with LeBron and all these guys. If you don't win a ring, you don't get your credit. If you only win one, you're not as good as the guys who won two or three. What's your take on that way of kind of grading out players?
I think, you know what I mean, winning the championships is definitely the key. That's what guys go to. That's what their ultimate goal is. I mean, Kobe goes as fast as Mike. I think LeBron goes as fast as Mike have. But he's done something spectacular. He won two in Miami and one back home and one with the Cleveland like he said he would. KD went and got him one in Golden State. He has a chance to win more. You never know what can happen. And if he's a guy that's got three or four rings, what do you say now? Where do you place him? I think the tough part is a lot of young guys, when we come in this league, you want to build yourself a foundation. You want to build your own legacy. You want to be that main person. You want to be that franchise guy. And sometimes when you go play with superstars and do that and you haven't built yourself up yet, you don't get that recognition that you think you deserve.
NBA superstar John Wall is with us. He will be a Wizard for a while. Joins us here on Grant and Danny. John, best season statistically of your career. You should have made an All-NBA team before this. I'm on record saying that. I will beat that drum forever. The fact that Goran Dragic was on and you weren't is a crime. Whatever, it happened. Congratulations on it. Biggest development for you this year heading into this season. What changed for you? What kind of woke up?
Just being healthy. This is the first year I really was healthy all the way where I didn't have no restriction or anything. I mean, the first month and a half, I was kind of like not getting in shape and trying to get in shape. But this is the healthiest I've been, and you could tell because the way I played and the way I'm working this offseason, I have no rehabbing problems. I'm just back out here working and trying to get in better shape and improve on my whole entire game.
You came into your own and played your best basketball. In the playoffs, you averaged 27 points and 10 assists. I mean, there's a list of two guys who have ever had a playoff like you just had in history. It's you and Russell Westbrook in terms of the points and the assists. But you look at Bradley Beal stepping forward after getting his money. Otto Porter, who's since been paid, had the best year of his career. How much credit should we give to the system and to Scott Brooks? How much of it was just that you guys were all kind of flourishing at the same time? What do you make of that?
Well, you give a lot to Scott Brooks, but you also give a lot to us, too, because we put in the work. Every day we worked. Every day we got better. And like I told everybody thought I was bashing, Brad. I said, let him earn his money. Let him go out there and play and earn his money. The same thing I told people when I got paid. Let me go out there and play and see if I deserve my money. If not, then you can bash me. But if I go out here and play and have a career, you're like, Brad Happy, he should have been an all-star for the first time. He earned his money.
He did 100%. Best season of his career as well. It's no coincidence. Guys that play with you get open shots and can have nice seasons. What do you think that you guys need? How close are you to being able to get over that hump and get to that conference final and start knocking on the door of an NBA championship? What are you guys missing that you need?
I think we're right there. I think we just, you know, I think the last series kind of hurt us a little bit of not having a deeper bench. Our bench didn't play well for us, and that's not the only reason why we lost. I mean, we had games won, we lost them. But I think just having a better bench where guys can get a little bit of rest and we can still keep our lead or manage the game to be even closer.
On that front, you got some young guys coming off the bench now. I think of guys like Kelly Oubre. Do you take on more of a leadership role now and say, hey, we need you? You got to step up. Are you more conscious maybe getting in guys' faces, some of those young bench players that just sort of may not understand the opportunity that they have?
I told Kelly that last year. I said, you're the X-Factor for our team. I said, if you come in and play well for us, we're going to win a lot of games. And if you look at a lot of games, when our team started to play better, Kelly was having a good stretch.
John Wall, one of D.C.'s top athletes, most influential players here in all of sports, and a guy who's brought the Wizards back to relevance on the precipice of a conference final for the first time since the 70s this past season on Grant and Danny. With the decision on Otto Porter this offseason, did Ted and Ernie come to you and say, hey, what do you want us to do? How involved were you in what happened with Otto?
You know, they did their job. I sat back and let them do their job. I just was working, trying to get better and get mine done.
Well, the reason I ask that is if I'm the GM and my goal is to make John Wall happy in a lot of ways to keep you around, but also to get you a championship, I'd want to know, you're building your big three. Would you rather have Otto, and I think it was a no-brainer to sign him for the record, and keep him around at that money, or would you rather wait a year or two and go get maybe a player with more upside? So I figured you should be involved in that, but you're not at a point where you're part decision maker as well, like a lot of guys get to.
Well, we tried that before. It didn't work out in our favor trying to get Kevin. So I think we had to solidify a guy that's been well for us, doing well for us, got better each year, and improve for our team.
So now that you guys, this core is set, I mean, Bradley's going to be here, Otto's going to be here, you're going to be here. Does it feel different ultimately that where it, you know, you guys are sort of in this together? Have you all talked about that you are now the core? Everybody's been placed on some form of long-term deal here for the Wizards. You guys are it. Have you guys spoken about the responsibility they're in?
No, we haven't talked yet. We just letting guys enjoy their summer work. We got a mini camp in August. We understand what we are now. We understand who we're going to have for the next couple of years, and we just got to go out there and keep working.
John, talk a little Scott Brooks with me as well. Someone that I think doesn't get enough credit, frankly, that he deserves, working with young players, improving their games. How much of a difference has Scott Brooks made for you?
Well, it's been great. Just been a great person for me, first of all, and then being a coach and also playing the point guard position has made things a lot easier for me.
What are you doing this offseason? How are you spending your time? What are you doing away from the basketball court to have fun?
None, just relaxing. Sleeping, going bowling, going to the movies, that's about it.
Are you a legit bowler? What do you average?
170.
Oh, wow. That's
good. Actually really good.
Do you own your own ball? Like, do you have a named ball in a bag with gloves and stuff?
John's ball.
No, I don't, but I'm about to get one.
That's how I know if a bowler's good or not. If they have a ball that they put in a bag and they show up and they've got their own gear.
Do you order, like, a custom ball or something like that? Or do you just go, like, get a regular one off the stock?
No, I'm getting a custom one, mate.
Hey, what'd you think of Kyrie coming out of nowhere to request the trade?
Oh, it shocked me. I get shocked everybody else.
At this point, well, let me ask you this, actually. What's the most recent movie you saw that you liked?
I haven't really seen the movies I like lately, so I've been laying off the movies. I've been watching, like, my same movies I've been watching on TV.
Oh, so you
not
got like
going
a,
to the theater.
You got like a well that you go to because you know what you're getting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
John, appreciate the time, man. Good catching up with you. Always like having you on the show, and appreciate you staying in D.C. for the long term as well. It's going to be fun to
man.
Watch.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
John Wall, the Washington Wizards on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Not a lot to say about Kyrie Irving, but he said, shocked me like it shocked everyone else.
Yeah. That's a good way to say it.
I'll take that.
Good way to
Kent Babb talked to Kyle Shanahan. He joins us next on The Fan. Kyle, with some things that we knew he thought, but we'd never heard him say before about the way the Griffins saga played out in Washington.
Guys, Danny Ruggie here from my pals at Ted Britt Ford Now. I'm talking about right now, no tomorrow, Van Halen. Go see him. They're my favorite car dealership. I liked them so much that I went back when it was time to get the second car. The Ruggie family is a two-car family. Yes, we are. Yes, indeed. The wife commutes. I commute. We have all of that. She's driving the Ford Edge, the 2016. It's awesome. One of the greatest cars I have ever had, certainly. Couldn't be more comfortable. Exact right size for us. Your right car, your right fit is there at Ted Britt Ford. Now, on my daily commute, I got tired of paying for gas. I don't like paying for gas. I don't like stopping at the gas station. So you know what? I don't do it anymore. I've driven over 1,100 miles in my Ford Fusion. I have not filled up my gas tank once. Think about that. Pretty cool, right? It's parked downstairs charging up right now. Go see them and tell them that Danny sent you. 0% financing, 72 months on that Fusion. The Escape, the Edge, just like ours. The Explorer, $1,000 trade-in assistance. 125% Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. That is what we like to call, industry term coming, a great deal. When you go, Fairfax and Chantilly, just a click away at tedbritt.com. You got to tell them that Danny sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.